Can you actually enjoy preaching and teaching? Enjoy public speaking? That's the question we're going to look at today in today's teaching tip, number 409, part 14 of our current series, Your Voice Matters. Tips for new and inexperienced speakers. Tips that I've taken from friends of mine who sent them in, including this week. This week's is from Tim Dannett, old friend of mine, and he sent in this tip. He says, my thought about preaching is to encourage people to enjoy speaking. To encourage people to enjoy speaking. Now, that does sound simple, but when you're new, when you're inexperienced as a speaker, it can be quite hard to enjoy the preaching and the teaching. But do you have a vision for getting to that point? And in fact, does it even matter? Well, I think it does. And let me explain to you why, and then a few tips on how you can get to the point where you are actually enjoying it. So why enjoying speaking actually matters? I think it has to be said that when we first begin speaking in public, it is rarely enjoyable, sometimes not only for us doing the speaking, but for those people who are actually listening to us as well. However, it's my conviction, and it's also my experience as someone who was disastrously bad when I began. Disastrous. I mean, I'm so glad there is no video of my first few attempts. I didn't enjoy it. I don't think anybody around me did. But over the years, through conviction and experience, I have found that my joy in speaking has grown over time. Now, I have to say, it's not my aim to enjoy speaking. My aim is to present God's word clearly and powerfully. That's the point. But I do believe it's possible to enjoy it, and I think it matters because if I'm really not enjoying it, what is that doing? It's creating a burden in me. Not a burden of conviction, but just a burden of heaviness, a burden of struggle to speak. And that's not helpful for me. It's not helpful for the people I'm speaking to because now I'm caught up in my own burdens and now I'm not connecting and communicating properly with the people listening to me. So if you're enjoying your speaking, you're more likely to have a relaxed audience, people who aren't worried about you, but instead are listening to the word of God. Removing the anxiety from the speaker and the audience creates much better communication. And that's the point of preaching and teaching. It's all about communication. And let's face it, if he doesn't like you're enjoying speaking, what are the chances that the audience will enjoy listening to you? They might feel pity, they might feel concern for you, but that will mean they're distracted from your message. Now, granted, we don't get there overnight. It does take experience. It took me many years. Honestly, not just a few weeks or months. It took me years to get to the point where I really felt like I was enjoying speaking in a healthy way. Not for its own sake, but because there was something more relaxed about being able to communicate with people in public. And though it doesn't come overnight, we can grow in that direction. I'd like to encourage you, if you're watching this and if you're finding it difficult to enjoy speaking in public, that you pray to get to the point where that will be a reality and that you develop a vision for it. Now, secondly, let's go on to some tips. How to enjoy your preaching and your teaching. Well, you probably won't be surprised if I begin by reminding you that there are a lot of tips I've already recorded, 13 of them before this one, that will help you. And if you put those into practice, it'll make a big difference to your ability to be able to enjoy it. They'll help you to be more confident. And confidence is a large part of the foundation for enjoyment. It's hard to fully enjoy something that you're not feeling confident about. So those tips will help you with that. But in addition to that, there's a few other thoughts. Number one, believe what you're saying. Believe what you're teaching and preaching. And you may say, well, of course I believe it. Yeah, but I don't mean just believe it in here, in your head. I mean, believe it in your being, with who you are. If you have a genuine conviction about your topic, your nerves and your anxiety will be overruled. They will be overruled by the strength of your conviction. You'll be able to enjoy it more. Secondly, trust your audience. Trust your audience. Most of the time, your hearers will have turned up because they want to learn. It takes the pressure off you and you can therefore enjoy it more. It's more like you're pushing the wheelbarrow with all the bricks in. You're pushing the wheelbarrow downhill. You're not pushing it uphill. You've got a willing audience. That makes a big difference to being able to enjoy it. Thirdly, find your strength in God. Find your strength in the right place with Him. God is delighted that you are sharing His life-giving word with people that He loves. Therefore, of course, He's going to do everything He can to support you. You just need to access that support by prayer and by reflection and by asking Him to be there with you. That will help you to enjoy it. And then finally, prepare well. Prepare well. This comes into some of the earlier tips, but it's hard to enjoy anything if your brain has to work so hard that you can't inhabit the moment. So do the kind of preparation we've talked about in previous tips, and you'll be able to relax, and therefore you'll be able to enjoy it far more. So to wrap up, the ability to enjoy speaking, preaching and teaching, any kind, the ability to enjoy speaking in public is directly correlated to conviction, preparation, and trust. Conviction that it's true, preparation that you know what you're talking about, and trust in God. Focus on those three things and you'll soon find yourself enjoying speaking much more than you might think. What would be the first step towards finding greater joy in preaching and teaching? What's that first step? Leave me a note somewhere, right? So please add your comments on this week's topic. We learn best when we're learning in community, so leave them somewhere where we can see them. Do consider joining us for AIM UK and Ireland. Our current module is New Testament Survey. The link is on the YouTube video there and in the show notes. Do you have any questions about teaching the Bible? Any questions about theology or practical issues? Then please send me your questions via the website or via the email, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. If you'd like a copy of my free ebook on spiritual disciplines, How God Grows His People, then sign up for my newsletter at the website, malcolmcox.org. Please pass this link on to anybody who think might benefit from it. Subscribe and hit that notification bell. And in the meantime, and as always, keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care and God bless you.